Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I had a power supply in my main firewall. Just kind of give up the ghost. And so I woke up in the morning and people were complaining the internet was not working, etc. And when I went to go look at it, it's like, oh, I guess it's not powering on anymore. So unfortunately, when it's your main firewall and you're not running like an HA pair like some people do, maybe not at home, but certainly in enterprise, you'd probably do that. There's a problem and you have to scramble to replace something. Now, fortunately, the way I had things set up, I was able to at least get the network back up and running for people so that stuff would still work in the meantime while I had another server that I needed to I needed to pull out of a box. Somebody had shipped it to me a while ago, and I finally pulled it out of the box and said, okay, maybe it's time to set up the new Checkpoint R80.10, which recently became publicly available for early availability. I figured it was, you know, that was a good time as any to start setting it up. So yeah, I had to set up the VM server and my networking. I had to do a bunch of stuff to make it all work. And switch everything without creating a downtime for the family. You'd think a home network would be much simpler, but when you're an IT geek, then nothing's simple. And your family expects as much uptime as a business generally. You still have to negotiate your downtime or be tricky about how you do things. But I had gotten it set up, and it actually was pretty easy to. I already had R80 management set up, and I'd already installed the manager or an upgrade. I'd already upgraded the manager. I just hadn't upgraded the firewall yet. I was kind of forced to. So I've got it running in a VM, and I've got traffic going through it, and it seems to be working okay. I did have to make a couple of policy tweaks, but it was actually pretty straightforward just to copy my policy over, because one of the things in Checkpoint RD.10 is that the policy model is actually a little bit different, and so you can create in earlier versions you had to have a separate policy for like the firewall and application control and such, and literally I'd already had it in R80, so I just literally copy-pasted it into a brand new policy that had all of the bits and pieces that in it. And I had to make a couple tweaks to it, but I mean, it was a pretty straightforward exercise. And so I leveraged the new layered policy. And I has had to make a couple of other policy tweaks because now the way the enforcement's done is a little bit different. But it didn't take me too long, and I've got it set up and it's working. And it's I'm not pushing a lot of traffic through it. I'm certainly not stress testing it by any stretch of the imagination, but I've got it up and running, and it seems to be working. It's the kind of thing that I do because, well, A, I work for Checkpoint, and B, I'm a geek. So, and C, I was going to upgrade my other firewall anyway. My hand just got forced because of a hardware failure of sorts. So, and it might actually be in a better situation now since the hardware I had was a fairly low end box, and now it's running on a VM server that's got more resources allocated to it than I had my other system. So I'm sure it'll be just fine. If I get the hardware replaced or the power supply replaced, I'm sure it'll be fine. But in this case, it's probably a little bit better situation. But now my network at home is a little more complicated. So it's always the fear I have is because I do travel a bit. If things are too complicated to troubleshoot when I'm gone, then that creates a problem for the family. I've tried to keep it, at least you can power cycle stuff, and now I've probably got to relabel and do all of that stuff because things are a little bit different now the way it's set up. I even installed new VMware, and I didn't realize in VMware ESX 6.5 that there's actually a web interface to control everything, and I don't need to install the vCenter client, but the other client that you use to manage an ESX host and it was a horrible piece of software, so I'm kind of glad that's gone. But So back up and running, and things are humming along, and I'd say I can't provide a link to that, but you can go to Checkpoint's user center, and there's a way to use the early availability code. The failure actually caused a podcast I had recorded to have it come out on Monday, because I didn't get everything up, and with the time that it auto posts everything, unfortunately the network was down, and so. That podcast didn't come out till yesterday or today. I can't remember, but it's one of those, it's one of those kind of funny things that happens. Fun with home IT but playing with new Checkpoint code too. So, it's cool to get that up and get some experience with it before the customers, in bulk start actually playing with it. But as I say, so far so good. And hopefully the no more home IT issues for a while. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.